Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Chinese New Year.
各位弟兄姐妹午安，祝大家农历新年快乐。
I'm going to open up this message with a question.
今天在我讲之前，我要问大家一个问题。
If you could ask Jesus one thing and have it answered, what would you ask?
如果你能够要求耶稣一件事情，并且达到应许的话，你这会是哪一件事？
When you think about it, that's not a very easy question to answer.
思想一下，你会觉得这不是一个很容易的问题。
Now some of us here may ask for things.
可能我们中有些人会要求东西。
Like a new house.
像一幢新的屋子。
Some of us may be anxious about what is going to happen to us during the course of this year.
也有些人会觉得好奇说新的一年对我们会发生什么。
For example, I know my oldest son is in eighth grade and he's going to be entering high school in September. So there's a lot of, he's been meeting with his guidance counselors to prepare for the courses that he's going to be taking in high school.
比如说我的大儿子他已经八年级了，他现在就正忙着要准备进入高中。
There are a few people in our church in Chinatown where they're actually graduating from high school and they're anxiously awaiting to hear back from colleges to see which colleges they were accepted to.
我们在唐人街的教会也有很多孩子们正高中毕业，在等待着大学的消息。
Some of us may be looking for a new job.
有些人可能在找新的工作。
There may be some of us here who have been experiencing poor health, and one of the things they want to ask for is for better health for this new year.
也有些人可能身体不好，他们想要更加的健康。
Now we read the main passage I'm going to focus on today is found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 to 6.
我们今天着重要谈的是约翰福音十一章的一到六节。
And I actually want to introduce another verse that will help reinforce the message I'm giving today.
在这个之外还要读另外一节，能够加强我们的理解。
And this is found in John chapter 11.
那个是在约翰福音的第十一章。
I'm going to read it in English, but if you could follow me, I'll just give you the verses. Verses 1 to 6. So John chapter 11, verses 1 to 6.
约翰福音十一章一到六节。
Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now I'm going to jump to verses 14 to 17.
Okay,
just 14 to 17.
然后是十一章的十四到十六节。
Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we might die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now I'm going to jump to verses 20 to 27.
然后再到二十到二十七节。
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And lastly, I'm going to read verses 39 to 41.
最后是39到41节。
Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. So, you know, so this verse, I'm going to use it to complement the main message today, which is found in Matthew chapter 11.
这个是我们刚才读的，是跟我们要是一个举的例子，是来强调我们刚才读的经文啊，马太福音的十一章。
So going back to Matthew chapter 11, John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus a question.
马太福音十一章是约翰差遣了两个门徒去问耶稣一个问题。
His question was, Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
他的问题是，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Now think about John the Baptist.
想一下施洗约翰。
How could a man who knew so much about Jesus and experienced so many things somehow begin to doubt the truth?
他已经这么了解耶稣，而且已经见证了这么多的奇迹，他还开始对耶稣有疑惑。
So the message of the title of my message today is Act on Your Faith, Not on Your Doubt.
所以今天我要讲的题目是，凭你的信而行，而不是因你的疑惑而行。
It's going to cover 3 things. One is the reason why we doubt.
我要讲的是，我们为什么会有疑惑。
The remedy for our doubts.
那个对我们疑惑的矫正。
And the third thing is the rebuke for our doubts.
对疑惑的生气。
So before we begin, I'll open up with a word of prayer.
我们先一起来低头祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we'd like to give you thanks, Lord, for this day you have given unto us. We give you thanks, Lord, for your abundant grace and mercy that you show upon each and every one of our lives, Lord. As we come before you now, Lord, we pray and ask, Lord, you may forgive us for any sins that we've committed against you, that our fellowship with you may not be hindered this day. And I pray and ask, Lord, that your spirit may be amongst us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to understand the power and the truth that are found in your word. I pray and ask, Lord, that you may be with me as well as the translator, that you may fill us with the spirit, Lord, that your word may go forth and not return unto you void. But this message, Lord, may encourage and exhort and edify those who are here this afternoon. So we want to give you thanks. We pray this name in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So the first point I want to bring up is the reason why we doubt.
首先我们要讲的是我们疑惑的原因。
So let's look at John the Baptist's background.
我们来看看, 施洗约翰的背景。
When John the Baptist came on the scene, he actually was preaching against the corrupt rulers of the land.
当他出现的时候，他是在对了那些腐败的统治者们在传道。
He was calling on the Israelites, the nation of Israel, to repent and turn back to God.
他要求以色列民族，他们要悔过，要重新回到神的身边。
John the Baptist spoke of judgment.
他讲到了审判。
He said judgment was awaiting those people who did not repent of their ways.
他对那些不悔过的人讲到了审判。
John the Baptist called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
施洗约翰称耶稣为神的羔羊，是除去世人罪孽的。
So when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, what happened? He saw the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus.
当施洗约翰向耶稣施洗的时候，发生了什么呢？他是从天上有声音说。
And lastly, what was the most important thing that happened to him? He heard God's voice say, This is my son whom I love and am well pleased.
这个声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So John the Baptist experienced all these things happening in his life. He saw God speak to him, and he experienced all these things.
施洗约翰其实经历了很多的事情，他亲耳的听到了神对他说话。
Now let's look at the circumstances he was facing.
那现在我们来看看他现在的处境。
John was in prison, put there by King Herod.
他是被希律王关到囚禁着。
He was put in prison because he spoke against the marriage of King Herod with his brother's wife.
这是因为约翰他批评了希律王娶他兄弟的妻子。
John had no hope for being released.
约翰没有任何指望会被放出来。
Although he didn't know it, he was soon going to be beheaded.
虽然他当时还不知道他即将马上就要被砍头了。
Now being in prison, think about being in prison. It's going to suck the life and hope out of you.
被囚禁的日子一定会是把你的生命和你的希望全部都吸出来。
John the Baptist was one of the most godly persons to ever live.
约翰他是一个很圣洁的人。
But he was still made in human flesh.
但是他还是人类的肉身。
When circumstances become discouraging,
当环境变得恶劣的时候，
he had his moments of doubt.
他也有疑惑的时候。
So one of the things that we need to be reminded is,Difficult circumstances will reveal what our faith is built upon.
所以我们要看到的是在困境当中能够显示出我们的信仰是建立在什么样的根基上。
Now let's look at another thing. Consider what Jesus was doing during this time.
我们再来看在当时耶稣在做什么。
John the Baptist was expecting the Messiah to basically challenge the leadership, the corrupt leadership, in Jerusalem.
约翰当时他是期望耶稣能够挑战那个耶路撒冷的那些就是那些腐败的官员。
He was expecting the Messiah to break the Roman hold on the nation of Israel.
他希望弥赛亚能够打破罗马对他们的对以色列的统治。
So he was expecting the Messiah to come into the world and basically render judgment.
所以他当时就是期待弥赛亚来施行审判。
Was this happening?
这件事发生了吗？
No.
没有。
Now think about John, what Jesus was doing.
想想耶稣在做什么。
Jesus and John the Baptist were cousins.
耶稣和约翰他们是表兄弟。
So while John was in prison, it seemed that Jesus wasn't paying attention to John.
在约翰被囚禁的时候，看起来好像耶稣并没有对他特别关心。
Jesus was carrying about on his ministry.
耶稣正在四处传道。
And we have no indication that he ever visited John while he was in prison.
我们没有看到耶稣去探监。
So neither of these two things were happening.
这些都没有发生。
Judgment wasn't occurring.
他没有施行审判。
And it seemed like Jesus forgot about John because he never visited him.
看上去他好像忘记了约翰，因为他从来没有去探望过他。
So in prison, he begins to wonder, was I wrong about Jesus?
所以在被囚禁的时候，约翰开始怀疑我对耶稣的看法是不是错的。
What if he's not the one that we were expecting?
如果他不是我们想要等的那位。
All of us here are going to doubt sooner or later.
那我们每一个人都会有疑惑。
Doubt is not a sin.
疑惑并不是罪。
You know, but doubt can be a great stimulus that helps us to grow spiritually.
但是疑惑可以是对我们在灵性上的成长有很大的帮助。
If you never doubt at all, how will your faith be tested?
如果你从来没有疑惑的话，那你的信仰
If your faith is never tested, then how do you know that your faith is genuine?
如果你的信仰从来没有被试炼的话，你怎么会知道它是真实的？
So John's question to Jesus has a modern ring to it.
所以约翰对耶稣的那个问题，对于我们现实也有意义。
So it could be similar to if Christ had really been born into the world, then why is the world so messed up?
我们会问，如果耶稣真的降世到世上，那我们的世界为什么现在还是这么的混乱？
Why are things not better today?
现在的世界为什么没有变得更好？
So what I'm going to explain to you, what are the types of doubt that we face?
那我们所面对的那些疑惑是有多种形态呢？
The first one is intellectual doubts.
首先是知识上的。
These are doubts most often raised by non-believers.
那些疑惑是很多是不信的人。
Is the Bible the word of God?
圣经真是神的话吗？
Is Jesus the son of God?
耶稣真是神的儿子吗？
Did he really rise from the dead?
他真的从死里复活吗？
These are examples of intellectual doubts.
这些是知识上的那些疑惑。
There are also spiritual doubts.
还有灵性上的疑惑。
These tend to be the doubts of believers.
那些是信仰有信仰的人。
First question you will ask is, am I really a Christian?
首先我真的是基督徒吗？
Why is it so hard for me to pray?
为什么祷告对我来说这么难？
Why do I feel guilty?
为什么我感到有罪？
And the third type of doubt is what I call circumstantial doubts.
第三种是就是因情形而发生的疑惑。
This is the largest category. It covers basically the majority of doubts that we face in life.
这是我们大多数人会经历的疑惑。
So let me give you some examples.
举例。
Why did my child die?
为什么我孩子死了？
Why did my marriage break up?
为什么我的婚姻失败了？
Why can't I find a husband or a wife?
为什么我找不到妻子或丈夫？
Lord, why did this happen to me?
主啊，为什么这件事发生在我身上？
Why me? Why now? Why this?
为什么是我？为什么是现在？为什么是这件事？
So what causes doubt?
是什么造成了疑惑？
Doubt is often caused by wrong expectations that leads to disappointment.
疑惑经常是因为我们错误的期待而导致了我们感到失望。
We all here have expectations.
我们都有期待。
Like for my children, I expect them to do well in school.
就像对我的孩子们，我希望他们在学校里面学业好。
Yeah. I expect them to go to a good college and hopefully get a good job.
我希望他们能够进入好的大学，并且找到好的工作。
Some of us who work here, you know, we expect to, you know, do well in our jobs and we expect to get promoted.
工作的我们希望在公司里面做得好，而且能够升级。
So we all have these expectations.
我们都有期望。
And in John the Baptist, during his ministry, he expected judgment to occur.
而约翰在他传道的过程当中，他希望审判能够来临。
Instead, what was Christ doing?
然而，当时耶稣在做什么呢？
He was healing and preaching and teaching to the people.
他在救治病人，在传道。
So John had wrong at that point of time in his life.He had the wrong expectation.
在约翰那个时候，他的期待是错的。
Now I'm going to turn to the other passage, John chapter 11.
我们来看约翰福音的第十一章。
So again, we're going over the incident of Jesus, Martha, and Lazarus.
我们是刚才读的，就是耶稣、马大和玛利亚，还有拉撒路。
In John chapter 11, verse 16.The disciples encouraged Jesus not to go to Bethany.
在十一章的十六节中说，那些门徒们劝耶稣不要去。
They told Jesus not to go visit Lazarus because the Jews were waiting to stone Jesus.
他们叫耶稣不要去看拉撒路，因为犹太人会用石头砸耶稣。
What did Thomas say in this verse?
在这里多马是怎么说的呢？
Jesus decided to go anyway. Right?
耶稣决定还是去了。
And Thomas said that on behalf of the disciples, we'll go with you too and we're going to die with you.
多马这时就对耶稣说，我们也去和他同死吧。
So what were the disciples' expectation as they followed Jesus to go to Bethany?
所以当时那些门徒们他们跟着耶稣一起，虽然跟着他，但是他们是怎么想的呢？
They expected to die.
他们是想跟耶稣同死。
If you look at verse 21,
如果你们看第二十一节，
was Martha disappointed in Jesus?
马大对耶稣有没有失望？
Was Martha disappointed in Jesus?
马大对耶稣失望吗？
I'm sure she was disappointed that Jesus didn't arrive there in time to heal Lazarus.
她肯定很失望，因为她觉得耶稣没有及时的赶到来救治拉撒路。
But let's for the sake of argument say this. What happened if Jesus was actually did arrive in Bethany? What did she expect?
让我们再想想，如果耶稣真的很及时的赶到了伯大尼，那马大他期待耶稣做什么？
I'm assuming that she would have expected that if Jesus was there physically, that Lazarus would have been healed.
他会期望耶稣如果及时的赶到那边的话，那拉撒路就会被救治。
I want to bring up an important example.
我来举一个例子。
In John chapter 4,
在约翰福音的第四章，
There's a recorded incident of Jesus healing the rich nobleman's son who was sick.
有一章记录了耶稣他救治一个大臣的儿子。
And Jesus healed the son from a distance.
他是远程的救愈了这个大臣的儿子。
I'm sure all the disciples, as well as Mary and Martha, heard or knew of that incident.
我敢肯定所有的门徒包括马大和玛利亚，他们都听说了这一件事。
So it goes to prove that Jesus didn't physically need to be present in order for healing to occur.
所以这里就说明耶稣如果要救治一个人的话，他不需要亲自在那个病人的旁边。
So why did this happen to Martha? Why wasn't Lazarus healed?
那为什么马大就觉得耶稣必须要亲自在场才能够救治拉撒路呢？
I'll get into that later.
我们等一下再来讨论。
One of the things that we need to be reminded as believers.
我们作为信徒，我们需要经常提醒自己。
Our lack of understanding of God's word and His ways will affect our faith.
我们对神的话和神所做的方式的那些错误的理解会影响我们的信仰。
John and Mary intellectually knew who Jesus was.
约翰和玛利亚他们在知识上他们知道耶稣是谁。
But because of the situation and the circumstances they were facing,
但是因为当时的情形
and their own misplaced expectations,
和他们错误的期待，
it caused them to doubt what they knew was true about Jesus.
那就使他们对耶稣的真实的身份开始产生了疑惑。
So John and Mary's problem is the same problem we face today as believers.
所以约翰和玛利亚的问题就像我们现在我们现在的信徒所面临的疑惑。
God doesn't do what we expect him to do.
神并不是照着我们期望他所做的去做的。
We get disappointed because we think Jesus or God is not moving fast enough for us.
我们有时感到失望，因为我们觉得神并没有照着我们期望的那样做的那么快。
In times of trouble or discouragement, we begin to think that God doesn't care for us.
在困境当中，我们开始疑惑，觉得神并没有关心我们。
Or somehow he's forgotten us.
有时他甚至忘了我们。
We all feel that at some point in time in our lives.
我们, 在, 人生中的, 有些时刻都会感到,
impatience will lead to doubt.
我们的不, 缺乏耐心会导致疑惑,
and sometimes it would lead to despair.
会导致失望,
you know, God's ways are not our ways.
那神的方式并不是我们的方式。
God is not bound by our own personal expectations.
那神并不是受我们的期望的约束。
In Psalm 115 verse 3 it says, but our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases.
在, 在那个, 诗篇的115篇3节中说, 我们的神在天上都随自己的意志行事。
And the second point I want to bring up is our faith depends a lot more on good circumstances than most of us here would care to admit.
我还要提的是我们的信仰有时候是建立在 对我们有益的 情形虽然我们自己不愿意承认。
We all think that our faith is based on God's word and that we won't be shaken.
我们都 认为我们的 信仰是建立在神的话上, 是不可动摇的。
All it takes for us is to have a bad day and we act like the Lord has forgotten us.
其实只需要有一天 不顺利, 我们就会开始对神有疑惑。
It's not like John who was in prison, but let's say you get stuck driving in traffic and you get frustrated.
并不需要像约翰那样 坐监, 只要 在路上 碰到堵车, 我们就会感到沮丧。
Or sometimes in the workplace, you have to deal with difficult co-workers.
或者在公司里面 你需要跟一些 比较麻烦的 同事。
Instead of acting on faith, we act in the flesh.
我们并没有从 并没有因信而行, 而是 因那些 因为挫折而感到失败。
So we need to be reminded that we need to build our faith on God's word rather than on good circumstances.
我们需要提醒自己, 我们要 照着神的话语来做, 而不是 就是一直在 顺境当中才能够保持我们的信仰。
So the second point I want to bring up is the remedy for doubting.
我们 接下来要讲的是对 疑惑的矫正。
If you look at Martha and Mary sent a servant to seek Christ to let him know about Lazarus' condition.
我们来看马大和玛利亚, 他们差人去告诉基督 拉撒路的情形。
John, when he was facing his doubts while he was in prison, sent two of his servants to ask to seek Jesus and ask a question of him.
约翰当他在坐监的时候, 他也派了两个门徒去问 耶稣。
So when we as believers begin to face doubts about our faith, one of the things that we need to do is seek out help.
我们作为 有信仰, 我们作为信徒, 当我们的信心 开始产生疑惑的时候, 我们也需要找帮助。
The first thing we should do is seek God through his word and through prayer.
首先我们要从神的话语中 通过祷告来 寻求帮助。
The second thing is share your struggles with a fellow believer in Christ.
另外是 把我们内心的征战告诉 别的信徒, 希望他们来从他们那边得到帮助。
Don't be ashamed or embarrassed that you are encountering doubts in your life.
不要因为你有疑惑而感到羞耻。
I want to give you a specific example from this passage about John.
我们再来看 约翰的例子。
When John the Baptist began his ministry, he had many followers.
当施洗约翰开始他 传道的工作的时候, 他有很多跟随者。
When Jesus began his ministry, John the Baptist's ministry wasn't as popular, and most people left and started following Jesus.
而当耶稣开始传道以后呢, 那 约翰的跟随者就开始越来越少，因为他们都去跟随耶稣了。
But you look when John was in prison, he had at least two people who were close friends with him and still visited him while he was still in prison.
但是当我们读圣经的时候，我们看到当约翰坐监的时候，他还有至少有两位门徒，他们是与他非常的亲近，而且是经常的去看他。
They received much blessings from John the Baptist's ministry.
他们得到了约翰很多的祝福。
And they never left him in spite of the circumstances that John was facing.
尽管约翰当时处于这样的困境，但是他们从来没有离开他。
Likewise, we as believers have faithful friends as well that we should seek out when we have areas of doubt in our lives.
同样我们作为信徒，我们也有很多有信心的朋友，我们要寻求他们的帮助。
Now, John the Baptist asked a very straightforward question. Are you the one?
施洗约翰问了一个非常直接的问题，你是那位。
What was Jesus' response to this question?
那耶稣的回答是什么呢？
If you look at this passage, Jesus didn't answer yes or no.
如果你们看这经文的话，耶稣并没有直接的回答是或者不是。
Nor does he put John down.
他也没有让约翰失望。
He didn't say, you baptize me, you ought to know the answer.
他并没有说你是你对我施洗的，你应该知道答案。
He challenges John to look at the things that cause him to doubt.
他挑战约翰来看那些使他产生疑惑的事。
His response is, go back and tell John what you have seen and heard.
他的挑战就是他就是命令那两个门徒去把所听见所看见的告诉约翰。
All of us here have personal experiences in terms of our relationship with Christ.
我们今天所有在座的都有与主关系中那些亲自那些私人的经历。
I'm sure each one of us here have personal experiences of how God has personally helped us or worked in our lives.
我们有各自的经历，经历神怎么帮助我们。
This is what he's telling John.
这就是耶稣当时告诉约翰的。
Go back and remember how Christ has worked in your life, what God has revealed to you.
就是要他再思想一下基督对他做了什么，神向他显现了什么。
Basically, act on your faith and not on your doubts.
基本上就是因信而行，而不是因疑惑而行。
You look in Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of faith.
在希伯来书十一章。
You have the example of Noah when he built the ark.
我们能够看到那些信心的典范。
You have the example of Abraham when he left the land of Ur.
我们看到挪亚造方舟，看到亚伯拉罕离开了他的那个居住的地。
You have the example of Moses when he led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
也看到摩西带着以色列人离开埃及。
All these great heroes of faith have doubt.
所有这些信心上的英雄，他们也都有疑惑。
I'm sure all of them had their moments of doubt.
我想他们肯定都有疑惑。
But the thing they did was they acted on their faith and not on their doubt.
但是他们所做的是他们因信而行。
If we do the same thing, then our faith will continually grow stronger.
如果我们也同样的因信而行，那我们的信心我们的信仰会越来越坚定。
Now, I don't know if some of you are familiar with, but one of the people I tend to follow, I listen on the radio, is a person by the name of Charles Stanley.
我一直非常追随的一个典范是 Charles Stanley.
And one of his famous quotes is this.
他的一句经典的名言是
Obey God and leave the consequences to him.
服从神把所有的困境都交给他。
So when we do that, we'll find out that our faith will get stronger day by day.
如果我们这样做的话, 我们就会发现我们的信心越来越坚定。
The third thing I want to bring up now, the third point I want to bring up is the rebuke for doubting.
然后, 最后我要讲的是, 我们如何来, 生次疑惑。
In this example, John the Baptist, Martha, Mary, and the disciples, their minds needed to be enlarged.
在, 这里我们看到约翰、马大、玛利亚他们的, 想法应该扩展。
Our thinking must get bigger in order for our faith to get stronger.
我们要想一个更大的一个, 我们的思想要扩展开来, 这样我们的信心才能够坚定。
The problem we have today is we make our Jesus too small.
我们现在的问题是, 我们把耶稣想得太小。
We make our doubts greater than Jesus.
我们把疑惑, 扩大到比耶稣更大。
John the Baptist had a narrow view of who Jesus was and why he came into this world.
施洗约翰, 他有一个非常狭隘的, 观点对耶稣, 并且对他, 降世为人的目的。
And that's why he doubted during his time of difficult circumstances he was facing.
所以他在困境当中就会有疑惑。
Now, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 4, I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, Jesus responded, show John again. There's a word again. I'm not sure if it's in your translation of the Bible.
在, 约翰, 在马太福音11章第4节当中, 照着那个, 刚才, 传道人他的那个那本圣经上面是有你再提醒他。
The key word Jesus said was again.
这里, 关键词是, 再提醒他。
It's a reminder to all of us that we don't need a new message today.
这就提醒我们, 我们并不需要新的信息。
God has revealed all to us through his word.
神 的话语已经, 全部显示给了我们。
We just need to be reminded again and again about what Christ has done through his word.
我们只需要反复的, 来, 提醒。
Let's go back to the example of Martha.
我们再来看马大。
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming to visit them, what did she do?
当马大听到耶稣要来的时候, 她做什么?
She actually left their home where they were in mourning to actually go and meet Jesus while he was traveling to see them.
她, 走出家门去接耶稣。
Now, this is an example of a personal devotion time that Martha had with Jesus.
这个时候呢, 是她, 私人的一个, 就是她能够表达
Let me clarify that further. When Martha met Jesus on the road, Jesus gave a personal lesson to Martha.
当她去接耶稣的时候, 耶稣给了她一个, 私人的一个传道的时间。
Martha's mind needed to be enlarged.
那马大的, 她的思想, 应该要更加扩展。
Now, did Martha believe in the resurrection?
那马大他相信复活吗?
If you look at this passage, she said, yes, I believe in the resurrection.
如果你看, 经文的话, 他说是的, 我相信。
But he wanted to show something more to Martha as well as the disciples.
但是耶稣, 要对马大和他的门徒们显现更多。
Their minds needed to be enlarged.
所以他们的思路应该更加的扩展。
When Jesus actually went to the gravesite, and told the people to remove the stone, what happened?
当耶稣, 到拉萨路的墓边, 叫他们把石头挪开的时候, 发生了什么?
Martha protested.
马大, 开始抗议。
And what did Jesus do?
那耶稣怎么说?
He rebuked her.
他就责备他。
So let me give you an example. How many of us today do personal devotions each day?
Now, 我们每, 有多少人每一天, 有与神亲近的时间?
You know, I'm guilty of this as well. I do my personal devotions in the morning, and then I go to the work, and I get frustrated with the people I deal with, and I act like the world, and I forget about what I just read in the morning.
就像我自己在早晨有那个读经的时间，但是当我去工作，我在工作的时候遇到了挫折，就开始和世人表现一样，我就完全忘记我在早晨所读的。
This was what happened to Martha. Jesus gave her a personal lesson, and yet she forgot everything that he was attempting to teach her.
同样，马大也是，耶稣给了他私人的时间，就是亲自的给他传道，但是他转过身来就完全忘记了。
So Martha, instead of acting on faith, acted on her doubt.
所以马大并没有因信而行，而是完全的跟从了他的疑惑。
And it was a bad testimony in front of all the people who were there when Jesus told them to roll away the stone.
所以在当时他在众人面前是做了一个很坏的见证。
I'm sure there are some of us here, when you talk to a fellow brother or sister in Christ, when you hear the things they say out of their mouth, you wonder, how could a person who professes faith say such a thing?
我想我们也肯定碰到过这样的弟兄姐妹。当他们开口说话的时候，我们会觉得如果这个人真是信徒的话，他怎么能够开口说出这样的话。
So we need to reflect back on what Christ has done for us in our lives to help us overcome the doubts that we face.
所以我们需要经常的思想耶稣对我们在我们的生命中做了些什么，然后来驱除我们心中的疑惑。
So let's, in conclusion, you know, this passage in Matthew chapter 11, there's a powerful statement made by Jesus in verse 6.
所以在马太福音十一章第六节当中，
Blessed is the one who is not offended by me.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
I'm going to focus on the first word, blessed.
有福。
The way to be blessed or happy is to not complain when we suffer for doing right.
要有福，那我们就如果我们做对了事，但是我们又并没有就是我们还是在受苦的时候，我们不要抱怨。
Not to be embarrassed to stand or live for Christ.
也不要因为我们为基督而活而感到羞耻。
We need to praise him on good days as well as bad days, and to have a good attitude in spite of the circumstances we may be facing.
无论是在顺境还是在逆境中，我们都要赞美神。
The second word I want to focus on is offended.
第二个字我要强调的是，
When you read this passage, who would ever be offended by Jesus?
我们谁会觉得我们被耶稣得罪？
Why did Jesus say this?
为什么耶稣要说这句话？
I'm going to give you this extreme example that we just read.
我要再来举一下我们刚才读的那个例子。
John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin.
施洗约翰是耶稣的表兄弟。
He died.
他死了。
Lazarus was a friend of Jesus.
拉撒路是耶稣的朋友。
He died but lived again.
他死了，但是复活了。
Why Lazarus was allowed to be raised from the dead, and why is John dead?
那为什么拉撒路复活了，而约翰死了呢？
Let me give you another example. Why am I still sick, whereas my fellow brother or sister in Christ is healed?
或者更现实的例子，为什么我还生着病，但是我别的兄弟姐妹
why did this person get a job while I'm still searching for a job for over a year?
为什么这个人已经找到工作，而我找了一年多还没有找到呢？
It goes back to the question, why me, why now, why this?
那就是又回到刚才的问题，为什么是我，为什么是现在？
What Jesus is trying to teach us is act on your faith and not on your doubts.
那耶稣要教导我们的是因信而行，而不是因疑惑而行。
One last thing I want to bring up.
最后我要讲的。
If you look at Matthew chapter, I'm not going to read it. Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 11.
马太福音十一章的七到十一节。
So after the two friends or servants of John the Baptist left, Christ gave a very glowing a statement about John the Baptist to all the people that were there.
当那两个门约翰的两个门徒离开以后耶稣对当时所有的人说。
Christ praised John very highly.
基督对那个约翰的褒奖是非常高的。
How come he didn't praise him in front of John's two friends?
为什么他没有在约翰的两个朋友面前
表扬他？ It says in this verse, he waited for them to leave, and then he gave the praise.
在这里是说，耶稣等他们走了以后才表扬他。
I think one of the reasons why he did this was to prevent pride from coming into the life of John.
他这么做，我觉得是因为要叫那个约翰不要骄傲。
Now, did John the Baptist hear this glowing testimony from Christ while he was in prison?
当约翰在囚禁的时候，他有没有听到那个见证？
No, he didn't.
他没有。
But I'm sure one day before he stands, when he stands before Christ, he's going to hear these same exact words when he stands before Christ in heaven.
但是我敢肯定，当他在天堂里面的时候，站在耶稣面前，他能够听到同样的话。
And this is what Christ is trying to encourage us as believers, that if we remain faithful, in spite of all the doubts that we face, if we remain faithful, that one day when we stand before him, he's going to give us words of praise as well.
这也是耶稣要鼓励我们这些信徒的。如果我们保持坚定的信心，那有一天当我们到天堂上去的话，那一些褒奖也是会为我们存留的。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we'd like to give you thanks once again, Lord, for the power and the truth that's found in your word. We pray and ask, Lord, through the example of John the Baptist as well as for Martha and Mary, that you may help us, Lord, to learn this lesson of how to overcome areas of doubt in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you, to trust in your word, and to act upon our faith and not our doubts. So we just want to give you thanks and praise. Pray all this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.